Good morning.
Well, good morning, Faye. How are you?
I'm wonderful. I mean, we've had rain and rain and rain.
Yeah.
What does they say? Rain and then flowers in May?
April showers bring May flowers.
That's right. There you go. I mean, we've had enough rain. There's people buying canoes at this time.
Yeah, we're in the rainy season.
Oh, yeah.
Did you see the eclipse? Did you happen to...
I did. We did that. I went out in the yard. I wish I'd been laying on my back. It would have been better. But I've got this lawn chair, and I'm leaning back as far as possible and looking up, trying to see it. And the glasses are great. You know, they're absolutely black. And finally, I saw it.
Wow.
So it was tremendous.
Wow. Cool.
Yes.
It looked fascinating.
But it didn't go completely dark. I was told it would be completely dark. Now, the lights came on outside. Everything came on. It got almost dark, but it wasn't all the way. So, and it didn't last but 2 minutes.
Really?
Yeah, it lasted about 2 minutes and kept going.
Wow. See, I don't remember seeing one before, so I don't really know what it's supposed to do, but I'm like you. I thought it would be like nighttime.
Yeah, and everybody said it'll go completely dark, and they'll get cold. It did get cold. The temperature dropped.
Really?
But, and then when the darkness lifted and the sun came back out, the temperature came back up.
Yeah. And see, now, I also saw that in the morning, because I, you know, all the excitement, I got up early and I was, you know, watching all the stuff about it. And then they said that directly, like in Dallas, you were going to get some eclipse. And then it was going to be kind of borderline because there was a chance of some clouds and some showers. So the clouds and the storms waited until the eclipse was over. So you got a good glimpse, but then the storms came in, right?
Well, right at that minute, what happened was you had quite a few clouds while the sun was out. But thank goodness we could see the edges of it, and we could see it. Now, a lot of people got great pictures where it really everything turned completely black up there.
Wow.
But Dallas had some good exposure for a change. They were in the right location at the right time. But millions of people flocked to Texas, as you know.
Oh, yeah.
Hillsboro, the Hill Country, El Paso. I talked to people in Lubbock. They didn't really get to see it in Lubbock.
Yeah.
They said it just didn't show there. But in Dallas, it did. You know, it came up from the Gulf, came across in the sky. And it was kind of a flash in the pan. And it was on to Oklahoma and Kansas.
Yeah, in and out.
That's right. And they said, we won't see it again for 40 years.
Wow.
Yeah, it's going to be a long time before we see it again.
Yeah.
But it was a once in a lifetime. The little kids at school, my grandchildren, they took them out on the lawn for it. And they all laid down and looked up. They all got to see it. I mean, you know.
Neat.
Everybody I know was looking.
Yeah.
And out here in Argyll, the city closed down for the deal. They closed their whole offices where everybody could see it.
Wow. Neat.
I mean, it was big in Texas.
Yeah. Yeah, well, I remember.
It was really a big, big deal.
What was it, like a couple weeks ago, I think, you were talking about it in trivia and talking about how people were, you know, planning trips and you know, plotting exactly where they were going to be. And I was like, really? And then as we got closer, after you said all that, I started to notice more and more people talking about it. And it's like, wow, this is really cool. And people were flocking from all over the place. And they picked their perfect spot, and hotels were full. And they said, don't get on the interstate, and, you know, all of it. And so I'm like, wow, this is pretty cool. It is. For like 2 or 3 minutes worth of fun, it's a lot of planning. But if you see it, it is cool. It's neat.
Yes, it was cool. Everybody was had the atmosphere that, you know, it's going to be the one time in our whole life to see this. They said they warned everybody that was on the highway between here and Hillsboro because it was going to get so dark. They were worried they might have polyps, you know, during the eclipse. but I didn't hear one car pile up or anything. Apparently, everybody got there and got in their place. But it was also a very profitable deal for Texas. People came in from everywhere to Texas. Can you imagine the hotels, the motels, the meals that people bought in Texas?
Oh, yeah.
So it helped our economy.
Yeah. It's kind of neat when you have something like that, you know, that's completely out of your control, help boost the economy like that. That's always kind of a nice little bonus.
That was neat. And then in the hill country, they were telling people it was so full down there. Just stop by the side of the road.
Mm.
You know, don't pay anybody. You could see it from the side of the road because they figured it's so quick. Why pay somebody to stay at an RV place or a campground when it's gonna go right? You'll miss it if you're not ready.
Yeah. Yeah, if you're too busy trying to get ready and get in the right spot and move and readjust and all that, you'll miss the whole thing. It's very, very fast. It's a blink of an eye.
That's right. So, you know, you don't want to do that.
Yeah. Well, I'm glad you got a chance to see it. It's fun, and then it was like a small break, and then back to work and business as usual. So it's pretty cool.
That's right. So it put a stop to everything all across Texas. I'll bet for a whole hour because people had to talk about it afterwards. They had to get in their place early. We were all in our place early, you know, waiting on the sun to go down. It took a while, seemed like, right there at the minute. And they told us what time it'd pass over. 1:40. You had to be right in your spot at 1:40.
Yeah. It's almost like getting ready for fireworks, you know, getting the perfect spot for the fireworks, and then you just sit back, watch the show, and then get up and leave.
That's basically right. I mean, you know, it didn't last as long as fireworks, let me tell you. It's pretty quick. But I loved all the pictures everybody got.
Oh, yeah.
A lot of people showed me the pictures they've got, and they're outstanding.
Mm-hmm.
And they'll never forget this. As it was going to dark, you could just see the orange rim of the sun.
Yeah.
Just that little streak of orange.
Yeah. Some of those pictures, it was like orange streaks. They were kind of creepy. And I was thinking, you know, I would see some of them, and I'm like, is this like actually like during the day, like 1 or 2 in the afternoon, or is this like at night? And it was like, no, it's like in the day. I'm like, wow.
Yeah, I mean, this was at 1:40, and leading up to it, it took a few minutes.
Yeah.
So it was like it was the sun was going gradually toward it. And then right there when it's fixing to go dark, you see the little orange rim around it.
Yeah. And I also saw that over at the Dallas Zoo that they were having some people studying some of the animals because they've never had a chance to study them in something like this before. And they were saying, like, the giraffes, some of them, they expected them to, like, when it starts to, you know, when it starts to happen, that they would, like, either, like, lay down and put themselves to sleep because they think it's bedtime. And then some other ones would just go on about their normal business and not even care. And so they were going to study to see how the different animals reacted. So they were doing a big study over at the Dallas Zoo. I don't know how it came out and what they found out, but it was a big deal. So even for the animals.
Well, and downtown Dallas was a great, big, huge deal. You know, we've got the Warren Park way up there that the man gave all that money for that park downtown. And scientists came. We had a lot of scientists in town, downtown Dallas, mingling with the people before it happened and talking about it. And UT, the college over here, some scientists came into UT. And the scientists all said they had never seen one.
Mm.
They'd never seen the eclipse. So they were really excited to study it.
I'm sure. But boy, could you imagine being like before we had scientists and before we had all this information, imagine like being like a caveman and you see this in the middle of the day, you'd have to think, oh my gosh, this is the end of the world. Something's fixing to happen here. I can't imagine how scary.
And you know, they had told me, you know, that it going completely dark would be scary.
Yeah.
And it wasn't. in it. I don't think it bothered the llamas either. Everybody thought it would bother animals, that they might be afraid.
Yeah.
But it didn't seem to bother.
No, it seemed to, like, go on as normal, so I guess that was that. But it is pretty cool. It is like a once-in-a-lifetime thing. So I'm glad you got some good time to see it and some good pictures, and it was fun, and it's pretty neat. So that's awesome. This is Your Money with Faye Bagby. Your phone number is?
It's 877-588-3330. That's 877-588-3330. Our website is AmericanFinancialMidland.com.
Now let's talk about this big policy, because if we had some fancy intro music, we would play it right now, but we don't. But this is a big deal. And so this policy that you've got, just jump right in and tell me about it. What?
Okay. It's a $6 million face. We're raising a little over $4 million. And the LE we sent out did not really justify everything about the man. So I went in, pulled all of his medical, which is about 1,000 pages. I went through 200 pages.
Wow.
And I got all the really significant information about him. Okay, first of all, he's a very bad diabetic. It's out of control. His A1C fasting was 184. That tells you how bad it is.
Wow.
And he's been in the hospital with his heart, and that's just a minor detail. You know, he was dizzy, he had all these problems, but he has lung cancer, he has colon cancer, and he has rectal cancer.
Jeez.
And this is stage 4. And a lot of this didn't really show up on the LE like it should have. So that's why I went in, got all the information, how sick he really is, and sent it out to people where they'd know that I wouldn't have anything to do with it if he wasn't really sick.
Yeah. I mean, this
the man is sick. It's a 3-year policy. Now, the other thing people asked me, they said, well, what is my profit? It's almost 38%. Let's say it's just 37. And the way to figure this is take $100,000 that you invested. You'll get back $37,000.
Wow.
Okay? A guy was going to put 90 in. He said, how much is my profit? I said, let me do it 100. It's easier.
Yeah.
I said, it's so easy. So everybody puts 100 in. It's a little over 37,000. That's a darn good profit.
Yeah, it is. So if somebody put in, and I don't even know if this is an option or not, but if somebody wanted to put in 200, then they would get 74 back, right? I'm trying to do some math
right.
Here. Okay.
You have to multiply it.
So, I mean, there's a lot of room for growth. Now, what about, and I know this is a big deal, so I want to bring it up again. What about premiums?
Okay, there's no premiums on this policy because it's only a 3-year policy. So there's not going to be any premiums for 3 years, 4 years, 5 years, not, none of that in there, okay?
Mm.
So when we say no premium, there should be no premium during those years. So, I mean, if you don't have any premium, you don't have any risk.
Yeah, it's like that's that doesn't
happen.
I mean,
you know, that's your only risk to start with is premiums.
Yeah.
So if you don't have any premiums, you don't have any risk.
Wow. I mean, this is almost, I want to say, like maybe like a dream policy. Can we classify it like that? Is that?
Well, it's an awfully good policy because
When
I discovered, you know, that the colon cancer was a return, you know, it came back. They thought
Ooh.
They had it. And colon cancer is very rarely goes away.
Yeah.
And then rectal cancer, I've never known of anybody who survived rectal cancer.
Wow.
And so it's a serious, serious thing. And then he's got the lung cancer, you know, and so he has been very sick. He's lost, I think, 7 to 10 pounds already.
Oh, boy.
And when you look at the chemo that didn't work on the colon cancer, and they're trying an alternate now, because the chemo wasn't working.
Mm.
So it's already stage 4. It can't go any higher.
Wow.
And if you've got 3 kinds of cancers, I assume one of them is going to kill you.
Yeah, it almost sounds like just with 3 different things, that's you know, it's a lot. even just one of them by themselves would be a great policy for people. But you put all three together, plus the other things you were talking about, plus the fact that there's no premiums for the foreseeable future. I mean, it just seems like this is going to be one of the big policies that probably goes down. It might be one of the biggest policies of the year. I'm just going to throw that out there and predict.
Well, I think it is a really great policy for the year. When you can make $37,000
yeah.
or $74,000 on a policy, it's a good day. Now, one of my clients came back, put a lot of money in this, and this person is going to get $111,000 profit.
Wow.
Can you imagine?
Whew, that's just $111,000. That's amazing. Golly.
And that's another thing. A lot of people are getting paid this week over $1 million on three different policies.
Really?
So that money is coming in. So they've got a lot of extra money to spend on policies, and this is I would go in this policy because it's available now. I don't think you'll get another chance at one that's got three different kinds of cancer.
Yeah, and it sounds
pretty
like
hard to get.
Yeah, I mean, it's got like everything you're looking for. And the other thing is that the timing seems like it's perfect with other policies coming in. It's a good chance to take that profit and then put it into this policy here.
That's what I would do because they've already got money in their account. Then you add this on top of it. It's a lot of money.
Yeah.
So they have the availability. All the money may not be in their account till this week, but we'll trust them for that. We always do.
Yeah, there's never been a problem.
It's never been a problem. We always put the money in for them and wait for it to get here.
Yeah.
So, you know, I think it's a wonderful opportunity. 37% is a good profit on a policy. And then remember, when it matures, if it takes them a while, they pay us extra interest also.
I would imagine, yeah, and that's extra profit. I would imagine that probably this is a really good policy for those investors who have been kind of maybe sitting on the sidelines, maybe not investing as aggressively as normally they either would or could or should. This would be one of those great policies to kind of like get back in the game, reengage, and kind of, you know, kick things up a little bit. I would imagine. Is that true?
Well, yeah, because, you know, a lot of people, once they had some go over, they just quit investing. Mm. But they don't realize everything we've done the last 2 years has been coming in quick. It's been coming in early. And people that are in it, they're making a lot of money. They can tell you they are.
Yeah.
So even though they had some that went over, they just kept going because they realized their profit was not going to stop.
Yeah.
So once they realized that and they did this, it's worked real well for them.
Yeah. So this is a great policy. It's coming at a great time. It's got tons of profit, and you've got some investors that have put in more. And so if there's people who want to maybe haven't invested in a while or are looking for a really great policy, this is the one that they're looking for.
And if you didn't put as much as you would like in the policy, now's a good time. Call the office and say, you know, I want to raise my investment.
Yeah.
I believe I'd like to put in another $50,000 or whatever it is.
Yeah.
So I encourage everybody to do so. As I said, I have a lot of people who've come back and put an extra $200,000 in this policy. That's how much they like it.
Cool.
So we've got some big investors in it. We've got some small investors, but not real small. And as I said, a lot of people have come back and said, put me in for another $100,000. Or put me in for another 50 or whatever it is.
Yeah. All right. And so I would imagine probably with all this information, probably Monday, you're going to probably get a bunch of calls. You're looking to probably close this by
Wednesday. I need to close by Wednesday.
Okay. Uh-huh. All right. Cool. Well, then good. So then Monday morning, I would imagine you're probably going to fill it up pretty quick with all this information. So that'll
Well,
be
we
fantastic.
Hope so. I hope everybody sends us an email or calls and say, you know, put me in. I know, you know, this is how much I want to do. And just tell us how much you want to do, and we'll put you in.
Nice. Nice. It'll be a very fast process. If anybody is a new investor, maybe they've been thinking about getting into life settlements, it's a very fast process to get accounts set up and things like that. So it's a good time for just about anybody, whether you're a new investor or a current active investor or somebody who maybe hasn't been investing in a while, just, you know, kind of waiting for some policies to mature, things like that. No matter where you are in your investing, landscape, this is a really great advantage, a policy to take advantage of. So
it's a good time to be doing life settlements. It's much more conservative than the stock market. You know, that thing plummeted almost 500 points this week.
Uh-huh.
I would not want to have been in the stock market that day. And that's what I don't understand. People, you know, take such risk on it because, as you know, it can just dive at any moment over any little thing.
Yeah.
You know, over interest rates, over the economy, on the some of the banks that they're worried about, the real estate they're worried about, and there's been several huge buildings that they're foreclosing on, $240 million.
I know it. It's crazy.
And that's enough to scare anybody.
Yes. I read another article this week where they were predicting another round of downturns, in the stock market, just because of consumer the lack of confidence as we go throughout this year. And as we start to get into like late summer and early fall, they expect a little bit more insecurity. And so people could see some volatile things in the market. And so it sounds like if people are trying to be proactive to get out in front of that, maybe start to migrate a little bit away from something so risky, get into something a little bit more conservative, this would be a good time to do that.
That's right. And when they think about all the things these banks are investing in, it's a scary proposition.
Yeah.
They were talking about some of the regional banks may not make it because they've got those risky loans. Why? I don't know. Surely they could just take a piece and pass it off. Used to, that's what banks did, and I know they still do. They'll take a little bit. They'll sell off a little interest to, you know, five other banks. But a lot of them just took the risk themselves, and now they're saddled with some huge loans that they're having to take back. And California, everybody's going to be leaving there. I hope they don't all come to Texas. But, you know, when a hamburger's $25 to $30,
I know it.
It's time to get out of town.
Wow. I saw, you saw that the, what is it, the I think it was all started because of minimum wage or something like that?
Right, that's what started it.
It's like, wow.
And they didn't have enough sense to know you can't pay someone $20 an hour at Sonic.
No.
It doesn't work.
No. Those that's got to be passed down to consumers, you would think.
And that Frosty's that's been in California for 30 or 40 years, they just closed. And the employees went there to work, and they said, I'm sorry, we're out of business.
Oh, no, really?
And all these people thought they were going to get all these windfalls. They didn't get the windfall. They didn't even get a job after it happened.
Oh, wow. So it backfired.
And several of the big fast food places said, we're leaving California.
Oh,
we're going to close every place we've got, take our loss, and go somewhere else.
Yeah. I don't blame them. I mean, golly, you're kind of wedged into a corner. You can't really get out of it at that point.
No. And they have all these environmental deals that keeps you from doing anything in the whole world. And they tell you you have to have electric cars. Then, that insult to injury, they've taken the food industry and messed it up.
Yeah, yeah.
That's a low blow.
Yeah. I mean, when you go to get a hamburger, and it's like you could almost go get a steak dinner for what a drive-through hamburger is. That would be crazy.
And all the pizza places, they shut down. They said, we can't pay the drivers.
Oh, really? I didn't see that one.
Yeah. Oh, a lot of pizza places shut down.
Wow. Oh,
yeah.
My word.
And they're all wishing they were in Texas or Oklahoma or anywhere but where they are.
Yeah. Have you seen what was it? I think it's McDonald's is, I don't know if they're doing some testing or if they're opening actual locations or where they are in the process, but they have restaurants where you don't go in you go through like either a drive through or something like that. But there's like only a couple of employees. They don't have like a dining room. They don't have, you know, a whole staff of people. It's a very, very limited limited staff, like only a couple people. And so they're somehow automating. I don't know if it's AI or if it's machines or robots
or
what
it is. Well, they have the robots that'll do everything.
Yeah.
And they've showed their robots taking orders, filling the order, doing the whole thing.
Oh,
so
wow.
These people have gone too far.
Yeah.
Because, you know, the wages were getting so high. They all said, we've got to develop some robots. And I've seen their robots working at a warehouse.
Really?
They pick the stuff off the shelf. They place it in the bag. They can label it. They know how to do everything. These robots are like real people.
Oh, my gosh.
And they're fast. And they don't take potty breaks. I mean, they don't go on vacation. And they don't join a union.
Wow.
That's it right there.
I draw the line at potty breaks.
Yeah, I mean, you know, it's too much. But all these companies are going to have to get smarter, find new ways, new innovations, because of all the rules. The rules are just tightening around everybody's throat. So I think robots, for big companies, probably the answer.
Yeah. Yeah, it might be. And so then what, the ripple effect that that has is that, you know, it eliminates jobs, and then those people eventually have to go someplace or do something. So I don't know. We might be, you know, adding more insult to injury with the...
And they said, like you said, Chick-fil-A is fixing to try that, where you don't come in anymore. You have to do everything through the drive-in.
Really?
And that's going to eliminate a lot of their employees.
Wow.
Mm. And all the big, huge companies are laying people off. They're saying we can do without them.
Wow. Yeah, I don't know if I think maybe some people started to have an adjustment for like the workforce and what can be done and what is needed during COVID, when everybody had to like leave the office, had to work remotely. And it's just like, wait a minute, there's some overhead here that we can eliminate that we didn't think, you know, we could before. And they've realized they can actually function without all of it. And so I wonder what, you know, if we're going to feel those effects for years to come. I don't know.
I think the landscape is changing. I think with our technology, we can change a lot of things.
Yeah. And with change comes uncertainty. So, you know, it's going to start to reflect itself in the stock market even more than what we saw this week. So conservative investments probably starting to become more and more of a consideration for people who maybe are into a little bit more risky things. It might be a time to back down a little bit. Life settlements are a great way to go. Annuities are also a great conservative option for people. Do we still have bonuses with annuities? Are we still...
We do. And, you know, I've been thinking about this. I've looked at the age of every client I've got. Mm-hmm. How about that? Did that this week.
Wow.
I ran a spectrum on it. And it's like this. We have a lot of people that are in their 70s, getting close to 80, and they need to go in some annuities if they're just sitting there. Your interest rate will be a lot better in an annuity than just sitting in the bank. Okay? We have bank accounts that will pay 4%. They're not even taking advantage of that. So if you're just sitting there, let's do an annuity and get you income, get the security you need. It's tax deferred. You're not going to pay taxes till you start taking it out. I think an annuity is the way to go because they're just sitting on the sidelines, and you might as well be making some money.
Yeah.
And annuities are safe. You're never in the stock market. You're just in indexes inside an annuity.
Yeah.
And I can't think of a better way to go. It's better than a bank account. It's better than just sitting there twiddling your thumbs. And you ought to have this extra income. You need the security. And as I said, it's compound interest. You don't pay taxes till you take it out. It's secure inside of an annuity. So why wouldn't people do that instead of just sitting there?
Yeah, if it's sitting in the bank, it's not making any money. If you're going to let it sit, you might as well let it sit in an annuity and at least generate some income, some revenue, some money, some, you know, grow your money with your money. And the annuities are a great way to do that.
And if you don't need it all, you can take 10% a year out for the rest of your life.
Mm-hmm.
You know? and you can leave it to your wife safely like this, or your children, and the money's not going anywhere. And these are companies that are worth billions and billions of dollars.
I know we talk all the time about annuities are, they're not in the stock market, but they mirror the stock market. How would you describe an annuity to somebody who maybe has never invested before? Maybe they've just been, you know, in the traditional stock market and don't really understand the difference between stock markets and annuities. How would you describe it to somebody who has never done one before?
Well, it's a conservative investment with your principal and interest always guaranteed. They lock in your interest once a year, or you can have it locked in every 2 years. But your principal's locked in immediately. It can't go down. It doesn't matter what happens in the stock market, it's not going down. If the stock market goes up, since it mirrors it, yours goes up. If the stock market goes down, yours just sits there. It doesn't go down. It's safe inside the contract. It's a contract with a life insurance company telling you what they will pay you the rest of your life.
So
it's different. The stock market, your money can go away. They're not responsible. It can go down. It can go back up and then go back down. And if you're getting ready for retirement, you don't want to be in the stock market where it goes down.
Oh, gosh.
You don't need the risk. This takes the risk out of your investment.
Because
you don't have to worry about it going down.
It's almost like the annuity is like the stock market without the risk of losing everything.
Well, it's a good, safe investment. You know where you stand at all times. Once a year, that interest is locked in. Stock market is never locked in.
Yeah.
That money is never safe because it's never locked in. If they locked it in once a year, you'd know where you stood, but they don't.
Mm-mm.
And if you spent all your life working for that money, you can lose a lot of it at the last second.
Yeah.
And this isn't that way. Your principal is not going to go down. You'll always have the principal. The interest, whatever it earns, they lock it in once a year. Or if you want to do a two-year strategy, they'll lock it in every 2 years. But it's one of the safest investments in America.
Okay.
I don't know of anything that's safer.
And just to kind of give people an idea about the difference between life settlements and annuities. Annuities are really great for, well, I mean, they're good for anybody, but you would say especially as people like maybe in their 60s, 70s?
No, if they're in their 70s.
Yeah.
Because let's say you're getting ready to retire. Well, the annuity is the way you need to go because you take that, you put it in there in a lump sum, and you forget about it.
Hmm.
You can take 10% out every year. You can change your strategies every year. If one thing doesn't make as much as you want, switch it over to a different strategy. They have 14 different ways to go. So there's 14 choices. If you've got that many choices, you can make it work, I guarantee.
Yeah.
Especially when you know it won't go down.
Yeah. A lot of options.
And you select it every year. You select your beneficiaries once in a lifetime. Or if you say, I don't like that beneficiary anymore, I want to change it. You can do it. You can start an IRA. Let's say you're in your 50s or 60s, and you've got income. We can set you up an IRA, and you won't pay taxes on that either for a long, long time.
And annuities don't take a lot of involvement. It doesn't take...
They don't take a lot of management.
Yeah, yeah,
it's management. An easy, easy deal.
Yeah.
We select it at the first of the year, and you leave it alone all year long.
Yeah, you don't even have to think
about it. And then they tell you what you've made at the end of 12 months. That's as easy as it can be. You can travel. You can do other things. And then if you say, you know, I think I need some money, you can take 10% out.
I would imagine you've probably heard from people who have been in the stock market who are kind of at that place where it's like, you know, I don't want to have to worry about it. I want to go ahead and live my life. I don't want to get up at midnight or you're 3 a.m. and see if I have anything left in my portfolio. And I want to, you know, they just want to almost set it and forget it. And annuity sounds like it would be a perfect option for people who just want to just invest, make some money, but not be tied to something every day.
And another thing, as you get older, your mind's not going to be as sharp as it was.
Yeah.
If you're in annuity, there's not going to be a broker buying and selling every day and charging those fees.
Yeah.
The fees just went out the window.
Wow. So many different advantages to an annuity. How do you contrast it with life settlements as far as involvement?
Well, it's
stages?
Completely different. A life settlement is for now, making money now. You're not looking really for income right now, you know, monthly income or annual income. You're looking to grow your money. And it will grow faster in a life settlement than it does an annuity. But annuities for when you're going to slow down, relax, retire, and you want that money safe as it can be, and you just want income out of it.
Cool. So annuities are kind of when you're ready in that stage where you just want to kind of like coast. You want to make money, but
you
coast.
Want to coast.
Yeah.
Now, I've got some people in their 50s that they're fixing to retire.
Really?
They made a lot of money.
Wow.
They made a lot of money. So they came to me and gave me a lot of money. And we're going to see how it goes from year to year.
Boy, that'd be great.
They can relax. They don't have to do a thing. They don't have to worry about the stock market anymore. They don't have to worry about any ups and downs of their portfolio.
Yeah. Wow, that sounds fantastic.
I think they'll love it because they can travel. They don't have to worry about the beneficiaries. They've got it handled. So I think everything is set.
Nice. Yeah, so either way, and there are people who do both. We don't want to make it sound like it's either or. There are people that do annuities and life settlements at the same time, and that's totally cool.
That's right, and you can divide it up.
Yeah,
you can say, I want half here or a third there or half and half.
Yeah.
But remember, in the meantime, it doesn't go down.
That's the important part.
And when you do a life settlement, you're going to get 100% of what you put in plus your interest. Less your interest.
Yeah.
So it's different than the stock market. When we do the contract, we tell you everything. We tell you your risk, what a face amount is, what you're going to make. Nobody's ever going to ask you to take less than what you're supposed to make.
Yeah.
So if it says 37% profit, that's what you're going to get.
Yeah.
The insurance companies always pay off. We don't have any trouble with them. They're not like some of the other investments.
Yeah, they've got the reserves.
They can go down. Mm-hmm. They've got the reserves to cover you every day of the year.
Yeah.
So when they say they're sending a check, they're sending a check. I've got $1 million in checks coming this week.
Wow. That's pretty
cool. Didn't take them long to pay either. We figured out a faster way to get them to pay.
Nice.
The way we're doing it now. We're starting the claim before we even get the death certificate. That speeded it up.
Really? Genius.
Usually, they did not start the claim till we got the death certificate, which slowed it down a lot. Now that we've got this new company, they're getting our claims done quick. We're getting paid quick. And I wish everybody would try one and see how they like it. See how close and how fast they get paid.
Wow. Yeah, and it seems like all the improvements that have been made in the last year or two have really, like, if people haven't invested in a couple of years, the difference between now and probably the last time they invested is almost, it sounds like night and day. It sounds like there's been so many.
It is night and day.
Yeah.
It's completely different. This company is so much better than the other one. It's ridiculous.
Cool, cool. This is Your Money with Faye Bagby. Your phone number is?
It's 877-588-3330. That's 877-588-3330. Our website is AmericanFinancialMidland.com.
And every Saturday around this time, we get into trivia. So what is our topic today?
Donuts.
Oh.
Can you imagine donuts?
Oh.
Let me say it out loud. Texas has just been nominated, Dallas, Texas, has been nominated as the donut capital of Texas.
Really?
By the Washington Post.
Oh, that's a big deal.
The Washington Post. It's a big deal. Now, let me tell you about it. We have over 1,600 Asian donut shops in Dallas, Texas.
Really?
These are all Asian. I did not know that. And I went back and did a little studying. Years and years ago, when the Asians were coming to America, they said, wait a minute, you can't come unless you open a restaurant. It has to be in food We're not going to let you do anything but food. Did you know that?
I had no idea, no.
So when the Asian people came from all over the world, they were told, you open a restaurant, you're not coming. Wow. So most of them, they've now, you know, migrated to Texas, Oklahoma, wherever. But we have a huge Asian population, and they have donut shops that are wonderful. And now Forbes magazine got involved, and they've recommended Carte Blanche, which is on Lower Greenville Avenue, if y'all ever come to Dallas. And they've recommended, Forbes magazine has recommended and given it a 5-star rating.
Really?
Forbes magazine.
Wow.
Who knew those people even knew where we were?
I know it.
I mean, I didn't even know they knew we were alive in Texas.
They're so far removed. Who would have ever thought?
They're so far removed. I didn't know they would even know what a Texas donut looked like. But the man who owns it, he's a French pastry chef.
Oh, wow.
And he does, decadent sweet potato brioche donuts drizzled with brown butter caramel.
Oh, my goodness.
I mean, oh, yeah. And his wife, this is what's really funny. His wife, Amy, during the pandemic was on her patio, and she was thinking about donuts all the time and Ellen agreements that she'd like to do. But she, you know, didn't think it was going to happen. So then she gets involved, and she's doing a pate. She's doing a chocolate, French chocolate, and she's doing baked figs on it.
Oh, wow.
She's doing candied orange and chiffon cake croutons.
Oh, jeez.
I mean, they have a 5-star rating from Forbes.
Wow.
I mean, there isn't anything they haven't done. And they're on Lower Greenville Avenue, which we all know where Lower Greenville Avenue is.
Wow.
That's the in place. But donuts, as you know, are a beloved food. There isn't anybody that doesn't love a donut.
Yeah.
And everybody will go, they'll grab about 12 of them or more, and all across Texas. Dallas is the top donut shop in Texas.
I don't think it's possible to go into a donut shop and get one or two. I think there's rules against that.
I think so. Then we've got Hypnotic Donuts.
Oh.
Now, they're on White Rock Lake. And, been there a long time, like 30 years.
Wow.
And they do fried chicken and waffles.
Ooh.
They do a pancake syrup. And put sriracha on it. Do you believe this?
Wow, that sounds amazing.
Sriracha on an open face glazed donut.
Wow. Cool.
Yeah. And then another one that got very high rewards is Jerome's. This is on Old Lakewood. If you remember Old Lakewood, it's where all your wealthy, wealthy people in the 30s, 40s, and 50s have those big estates. And it's changed a lot, but... I used to go down on Lakewood and eat at all these places, even though I've never been to Jerome's. But they have got everything. If it sounds like it's hypnotic, it is.
Mm.
They do cream cheese,
oh,
a mixed berry. The mixed berry is so great.
Ooh.
A chocolate frosting. they'll take a Twinkie and make it look like a Halloween deal. They'll do a red, white, and blue 4th of July one.
Oh, my word.
They've got a red velvet one that they do icing rosettes on it. Can you imagine?
Wow, fancy.
Fancy. And they said it's supposed to look like a dozen roses on Valentine's Day.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, yeah. They started out drawing Halloween things on donuts. Then they started exploring all these different flavors, such as creme brulee on a donut.
Oh, wow. Oh, my.
And I love creme brulee.
Yeah.
And then over at Mustang Donuts, they've got a chocolate eclair and a yeast-risen strawberry glaze and a soft interior on every bite.
Oh, my gosh. Sounds heavenly.
And they've been there 35 years. They're next to SMU.
Really?
Yes. At next SMU, and here's what it says on their little sign. The best things about Mustang Donuts, number one, you get to eat donuts.
Well, it's simple but true.
And it's a hand-painted sign, been there all these years. They've been in business 35 years.
Wow.
Oh, my gosh. And then you've got Cliffs. And Cliffs has the old Formica tables. You know, got all this old-school charm. And he studied food science in Korea.
Really?
And he's been there since 2015. Wow. And he does apple fritters.
Oh.
Yeah. And he does a crackly outer shell and a not-too-saccharine glaze.
Oh, geez.
Diced Granny Smith's.
Oh.
Oh, my gosh. And he's got bacon bits. Oh, I mean,
really?
Jalapeno hot sauce. Oh my gosh.
Oh, wow. Apple fritters are the best. That little crispy outside and the nice soft inside. And then you put in the Granny Smith and all the other bacon and, oh, wow.
Oh, yeah. I mean, these people have taken it up 10 notches.
Clearly.
You know, I mean, they have things an ordinary person would just die for. They wouldn't even. They'd never go back to the ordinary donuts.
No. Wow.
No. These are all fancy. They've got every kind of glaze in the world. And they've got a peanut butter deal I saw.
Ooh.
On there that looked, oh, my gosh, it was just stacked up around it.
Wow.
And then they had some fruit inside the peanut butter.
Mm.
Oh, my.
Wow. I can't even imagine. I mean,
I cannot imagine ever going back to just a simple old donut.
No, me either. I mean, boy.
I mean.
Oh, wow.
But who would have thought Dallas, Texas had all these fabulous donut places that I'd never even heard of.
I know it. Wow. And I didn't even know that, you know, like WAPO and Forbes even knew where we were, one. And then, two, that they even monitored donut shops. Who had any clue?
No, I didn't know they'd ever been to Dallas, Texas.
Yeah.
And these are places an ordinary foreigner, such as somebody from Washington, would have never found.
Yeah.
You know, the place on White Rock Lake, I've known those places for years. All these other places, SMU, all these other places, unless you've lived here, I wouldn't think you'd known where these were.
Yeah, it'd be off everybody's everybody else's radar, I would think.
That's right. And Forbes magazine?
Yeah.
And then Washington Post said, Dallas, Texas is the king of donuts.
It almost makes me want to take a road trip and just do like a Dallas donut tour. Just like on a Friday, Saturday.
I think
Saturday,
that'd be
Sunday.
A fun deal.
Yeah.
You want to bring several people because you're not going to be able to eat it all.
Oh, but I'm going to try.
You're going to try. Well, I was shocked when I read about it that Dallas, Texas has been crowned, you know, king of donuts for Texas.
Yeah.
And then the Washington Post came in and said, we were fabulous.
Yeah. Geez, I didn't. I mean, I've always been, you know, pretty much just a simple donut kind of person. You know, whether you go into like a chain or, you know, somebody that has like a counter and they've got the things, the donuts all, you know, out there. I'm good with all that. But I didn't know once you start talking about all these fancy donuts and the creme brulees and all the whatever and whatnots, I'm like, wow, I didn't even know that you could even that even world existed. I'm just blown away with the options of things that people have done to donuts.
I am too. I can't believe that they spent all this time. And this lady that her husband had the French pastry chef during the pandemic, she's sitting out on the patio dreaming of donuts and how to make them really cool. I mean, you know,
no.
I mean, wow. The rosettes. I can't even imagine putting the rosettes on a donut. Can
I
you?
I can't even imagine that. No. Wow.
And creme brulee on a donut?
Oh.
That's too much. That's just, oh, my gosh. I love creme brulee.
Yeah. You know, in an hour ago or 10 minutes ago, I'd have been like, okay, just give me a dozen glaze and I'm good. But now I don't think I can do that anymore.
No, you want the fancy one. You want the one that stands out.
Yeah.
And we don't know what the rest of Texas has got. If Dallas has got all this, I don't know what everybody else has got.
I know it. Because
this is the cream of the crop.
Yeah. You know, and it's always these I guess the local places that have the really unique stuff that you don't find in chains or, you know, other locations.
Oh, it's no, just... you'd never find all this at a chain or 7-Eleven.
No.
I mean, 7-Eleven's just going to have a glazed donut that's been there all day.
Yeah.
You know, let's face it. It was fresh in the morning.
Yeah.
But after a little while, it's not so fresh.
Wow.
But these are worth talking about, going in, sitting down, and having some of them.
Yeah.
After a week, you would weigh 20 pounds more.
Yeah, and it would be worth it.
There you go. You think it's worth it, just get out and do it.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. But I can't believe that Forbes magazine went all over Texas and decided that Dallas, Texas had the best donuts in the state.
Yeah, and it seems like on Saturday, donuts seem to just taste better on a Saturday or Sunday for some reason.
Everybody thinks that. The men get in their shorts, they go down to the local one and order all these donuts.
Yeah, and we always have bigger eyes than we do stomachs. Well,
that's right. And you want one of everything.
I know it. It's like, oh, I'm going to eat like 16 of these in one sitting. And we mean it, but we can't really actually do it. But we try.
You can't do it, but you can try.
Yeah. That's the fun of it. Wow. Dallas, the donut capital. I had no idea. That's cool.
No, really I cool. didn't either. In Forbes magazine.
Yeah.
Said that one is a 5-star. Who would think a donut shop could be a 5-star?
I didn't know. I'm used to, you know, you go in, you order some donuts and some coffee, and you kind of go about your day. But it sounds like
That's right. You don't even think about it.
No.
But this is really, really special.
Yeah. This is like an event. This is something that your whole day gets planned around. Awesome.
Yes. I mean, you need to go and sit down and relax, enjoy them.
Yes. Savor.
And the atmosphere. Oh. The atmosphere in all these little places, I'll bet, is fantastic.
I bet you're right. Oh, wow, I didn't even think of that. That'd be cool.
Oh, yeah, because being where they are, Lakewood.
Yeah.
Oh, Lakewood is a great place anyway. Then SMU, all the other places that I know where they're at.
Mm-hmm.
I haven't been there, but I certainly know. And these are fabulous places to visit anyway.
Yeah.
They used to have out there on Garland Road, they had a little place called Frenchie's.
Ooh.
And it was a German place. And I loved going there to eat. Oh, my gosh, the German food was great.
Oh, I know it. Oh, my goodness. See, why do I always get hungry when you start.
That's right. Well, we love food and we love to talk about it.
We do.
Food is important.
It is. Oh gosh, we can't do anything without food.
No, it's more important than most things, and we have to think about that.
Yeah, and now I have a whole list of more food to try, and donuts. Now that goes to the top of the list, because donuts they should be a food group all in themselves.
That's right, and you don't want to go just get an old glazed donut.
Not now.
Just go for the gold.
Not now. I was happy with it yesterday or an hour ago, but not now. Thank you very much.
There you go. I like to help people along the way.
Oh, wow. This is Your Money with Faye Bagby. Your phone number is?
It's 877-588-3330. That's 877-588-3330. Our website is AmericanFinancialMidland.com. Got a lot of good things on it, doesn't it?
Yeah. We still have more things to add to it, but we've completely redone it.
But we're coming along.
Yeah, we've made a whole lot of progress, and so it's
okay.
A totally new experience than it used to be. So I'm glad you
like
it.
Okay, good.
Okay, let's talk real quick about risks with a life settlement. We always talk about these before we wrap up. So what's the biggest risk?
The biggest risk is your premium. If it goes over, usually there is premium that you would have to pay. You have to know how much it is. We put all that in writing when we do the offering. So when you get your contract, it tells you how much the face amount is, what you've invested, what you're going to make, what it will cost you if it goes over. But when we send you out the information, we tell you then if there's premium and how much it is, okay?
All right. So cool. Accreditation is also a big thing.
You must be accredited to do this. Mm-hmm. That means you must make $200,000 a year, or you must be worth $1 million without the house. And it is a rule. Our minimum investment is $100,000. If you're coming to us for the first time, it's $100,000.
Yeah. With an annuity, the guidelines are not quite as strict.
They're not as tough, but you must have either a savings account or stocks or cash in a bank, and you can't put your last dollar in an annuity.
Yeah, that'd be for Vegas.
You still have to have money for emergencies and other things, and we're going to check that out.
Yeah.
So we're going to help you make sure you have enough money at home in addition to what you would like to invest.
Okay.
And the annuities right now, they've got the best advantages and advances I've ever seen. There's two or three new annuities that are tops. I mean, they're tops in their field.
Okay. And then finally, the last thing, I want to circle back real quick and kind of revisit that that big policy that you've got on the table right now. I'm assuming you're going to probably get calls on Monday. This is a big policy. If people want to get into this, this is the one that that you've really essentially been waiting for a while, right?
Absolutely. And so we'd like to finish it up this next week. If you've got money and you don't have an account with us, come open the account. We'll get it done real quick. We'll get you in the policy. Let's say you have an account with us and you've been just sitting back and can't make up your mind whether to do it. If you want to do it, let us know right away. If you have questions, call me. If I need to go over it with you, I will. But get in this policy. I think it's going to be worth doing. So get in it before we close it out.
Yeah.
And get in for enough that you're going to make that 37%. Like on $100,000, it's $37,000. Double that, 70-something thousand. If it's $200,000, okay?
Yeah, the math just makes all the sense in the world. This is a no-brainer. I would imagine Monday this is going to go fast, so people do need to call. So one last time, Faye, for people to call, get more information about really anything to do with any of the investments or specifically this policy, what is your phone number?
It's 877-588-3330. That's 877-588-3330. Our website's AmericanFinancialMidland.com.